anymore. But yeah, so, and here's the way that I describe it about being a podcaster, okay? Like, you know those big buckets that's about the size of this table with the ropes on it?
Yeah.
We are, and it's, imagine that bucket full of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies.
Yeah. We are one penny in that bucket.
Yeah, I know.
So, a person can come out and...
Dude, we're just dust in the wind.
Yeah, just, yeah, literally, a person can come up and dust take 10 handfuls of all these pennies. You know, when you grab a handful, some are going to fall out. Some are going to fall back in there. They can just grab handfuls and handfuls. Then they're going to throw it like, these are my podcasts that I'm going to listen to and throw them in their bucket. And then even when they throw them in their bucket, if they pick this up, they still got to sift through their second bucket just to get to us. This is the world of podcasting. And it can be a bitch. And sometimes it's like, how? How do we even? You know? But I mean, that's it. It's like, we're just one penny in a huge pool. Like an Olympic-sized pool full of all the podcasts out there.
That's a lot of pools. I mean, that's a lot of pennies.
Bro, are we going to make it through this?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight.
But yeah, we're just literally a drip. We're one, one small drip in an Olympic-sized pool.
One small drip.
Do you want to be a drip?
That's one giant.
How can you be a giant, one small drip for us? One giant
leap.
We're not a leap. What would it be? We can't become a cup full until we have, like, you know, enough to fill a cup of episodes. Just waiting. You just gotta keep throwing more pennies in there. There's more pennies in the bucket. Like, eventually, somebody will come across, they'll put their hand in there, pull it out, and one of them will be a tangent versus penny. Oh, what's that? What's this? I like this one. I need to find more like this. So then they go searching.
So there's tangent versus pennies?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and the thing is, we got to stand out. You know, you go in that big old bucket full of pennies, and if you stand out, it's easier for us to it's easier for them to find us.
I think that's how we stand out, though, because I have no idea.
I don't know. What are we even doing? Why are we even here?
They're like,
this is my therapy.
This guy had no idea about his own show's pennies.
Yeah, go look for those tangent versus pennies, you guys.
You can still trust me, man. You can still trust me, guys.
Yo. Well, that was a little kind of deep intro. But welcome, you guys! Let me crank on that energy for y'all, because I know that's why y'all listening to us. Of course, you always come in. I wonder if anybody's even gathered what that is by now.
In a world.
Continue.
I don't know. I kind of got lost on it, but you guys got the idea.
I'm not even going to say what it is. I mean, it should be simple. You're not even going to say what it is.
In a world where you're trying to kill us.
In a world where we're one penny in a huge Olympic-sized pool
that full was of pennies, good.
You have found the one, the only, Tangent Versus. Welcome to our universe, you guys.
Hola to our other friends.
I was wondering what you were going to say. Now I'm wondering if I should leave that dead space in there for dramatic effect.
Yeah, I know that space sat there so long that it died.
Literally dead space. Like, what's he going to say?
No.
You guys, like, he leans up. And I'm watching.
Actually, to be honest with you, I didn't think that you were done. So I sat there and I was like, oh, wait. Okay, I got this.
But we're here. I am the Kelvin.
I am the Chris.
I said the Kelvin. You got. I'm just Kelvin. I'm Kelvin because Kelvin is not an extremely popular name spelled the way it's spelled. I am Kelvin. He's the Chris. There are many Chrises like him, but there can only be one. And he is the Chris.
That's right. I'm the Chris McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
Okay. Thank you, you guys, for tuning in and joining us in our universe as we explore movies and the such of things like that. And if you listen to our pregame pre-show, you know that we usually try to keep it on theme to whatever we're going to talk about in our actual full episode. We talked about what we drunkenly talked about AI and Isaac Asimov.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't get to listen to that episode, it's pretty funny. Amber keeps laughing. The Chris brings up Jumanji.
And I mean, Jumanji was awesome.
And I just kind of try to keep it all together between the three of us because it got a little crazy. Drinks were had. Amber broke a glass. She can't.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. She did.
Things literally.
It wasn't insane. Ever anyone's head or anything. Like,
no, she just clinked.
Like, that's only happened a couple times.
Just don't put her business out there like that. You know, what if they're like some police officers?
Sorry, Amber. you have to forgive me.
Yeah. And now we're. Yeah, but if you want to go listen to that episode, go check it out. It's called Drunken AI Escapades with Asimov is the name of that episode. It is really funny. We had some fun.
Nice.
We tried to have some deep intellectual conversations.
Tried.
I mean, there were some good points. Like, we all made really good points. Amber went on a good little tangent. As someone who is we refer to her as our youngling, who isn't heavy into our type of movies as much, we're slowly bringing her in. But she has a
like,
good.
We're trying to like wear her down to like, you know, where her soul's gone just a little bit.
Good luck on that part.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
She's sunshine lollipops. We love you, Amber. If you're lollipop. Listening, I'm not even gonna tell her. I'm not even gonna tell her. Like, if she listens to this, she hears it. No, not even gonna say anything. Let's see if she listened to let me delete that. Edit. Wax. Remove. Skip. Repeat. Let's just find out if she actually listens to the podcast that she is actually on. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say, hey.
I mean.
I don't listen because I listen to a few. I don't listen because I edit them. And by the time I'm done editing, I listen to them. Like, 3 times. There's a few that I listen to, but I don't listen to myself. Like, I'm not stroking my own ego. That's like making a Facebook post and liking your own post.
I mean, sometimes you have to stroke your own ego because somebody else is going to stroke it.
Somebody going to do it for me. Okay. Okay. I'm not stroking my own ego. Somebody can do that for me. I got somebody to do that for me.
Wait, why are we talking about my ego?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, you guys. But today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to it, we are going to be talking about, at this moment in time, 2 movies that we both enjoy a whole lot. We're going to be talking about Ex Machina and Upgrade.
Yes, 2 very great films.
And your little... was very appropriate for this. Yes. You know,
AI.
And if you guys don't know, I'm still not going to tell you where that's from, but.
Oh, come on. You guys know.
I hope so. But they're this deep in, they need to know. But we're going to talk about some AI and how that might not be good for all of mankind.
Yeah, I mean, it shows the bad part.
To I'm going to need you to put that down.
Bad side. I'm sorry. There was a slinky, guys.
Yes, and again, it's going to destroy. You see that? This is the slinky. Okay. Anyway, yes. Continue.
Guys, I'd like y'all to do a vote. Should the slinky return?
Don't make me put it up. I will put it up. We like to do polls here. Amber's not here, though. Cause it's
I
not
think maybe in a future episode, return of the slinky.
I'm not giving them a vote in that because that sounds horrible. Like, you gotta listen to this shit and you just hear. Don't you do it! Don't you fucking do it! You're gonna crush the fucking can now. Like, oh my god. I know. I'm just fucking with you. So, AI. If you haven't seen Ex Machina and if you haven't seen Upgrade,
you should.
I highly suggest you just go and watch both before you come back, before you listen to this episode.
Really great films. And actually on opposite ends of the spectrum with budget, one's like way down here and the other's like way up here.
Exactly. Ex Machina had a huge budget for what they did. And the crazy thing is when you look at it, most of their budget probably went to their cast.
Yes.
There are some good special effects in this movie.
There is, and it's all, a lot of that is like, you know, CGI.
Yeah.
Engineering.
And it's not bad CGI.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and for Upgrade, you can see that the special effects, that we had, you know, some car crashes, well, a car crash. We had some, nothing was majorly blown up, but the car chase scene. That goes into that special effects aspect of it as well. I think what Upgrade had as far as like the more action-esque, the fight scenes.
Yeah, well, it had that and it had like something a little different about a story that's been told so many times.
Yeah.
That it gave us something new, different.
In my opinion, I don't want to say extremely new. Because, again, it's your standard trope. And, again, before we start talking about it, you guys, there are going to be spoilers. We're going to talk about how both these movies go and everything. So you have been warned. And if you haven't seen either one of these movies, we're going to spoil them. So if you want them spoiled, listen. If you don't want them spoiled, go back and listen. And before you even do that, I'm sorry. And I should just start saying this at the top. Before we get into it, and before we go deep, 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 if you're listening on Apple, iTunes, go down there and give us a like. Give us some 5 stars.
Yeah, you
know,
like us.
Make a comment, like, you know. Go do stars, that. Yeah. And if you don't listen on Apple, then go to podchaser.com, search a Tangent Versus, and give us a rating there, too.
Like, yeah, we're totally worth 5 stars. It like, you got 10 fingers. That's
I will take half. A 4. Maybe we annoy you a little bit if 4. But if you got anything less than 4, then and you're still listening to us at this point, then what are you doing? You know, one day, dude, is going to happen, though. One day we're going to get that negative rating. We're going to get a single star somewhere.
Okay.
And then we celebrate. Because if you don't have enemies, you ain't doing something right. Bam!
Celebrate! Oh, no. What? What's happening? Yeah. I'm not going to start doing okay. that.
Yeah, you dancing in your seat. But yeah, okay. So now that the little bit of the...
I like that.
Dancing in the seat. Yeah.
In New York. Okay.
Not New York. Don't do that. Don't put us... Because again, we're the best... little podcast in all of Lexington, North Carolina.
That's true.
We're from
Lexington, North Carolina.
Taking those ribbons. I don't care if I made that ribbon myself. We're taking it. But okay, you guys.
That's a sash, eh?
A sash? You can have a sash. I want a ribbon. You look like a sash kind of dude.
That would be a sack. I'll totally wear a sash.
There you go. Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
So you guys are
be all big and bulky.
Want a big sash that says best podcast in Lexington, North Carolina.
It is really?
Take it. But yeah, okay, so now that all that's out of the way, now that you've liked us and gave us 5 stars and you know, continue to listen to us, thank you very much. Well, thank you now.
Oh, yeah, I thank you.
Yeah, you better thank him, dude. So, first things, we're going to talk about both of them, but like parts of Grave, what we started is, you know, you're talking about the same story told in a different way. And yeah, it is your typical story. You have this guy who hates technology and then has to end up depending on the technology.
Well, I was thinking, like, it's the provincial story, like, guy loses woman, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the revenge trope of it. Yeah. Yeah. It really was. It was very revenge.
But they did something mindset. Different with it.
Okay, that is your difference. But yeah, like, but we've heard time and time again of not giving in too much to our AI and, you know, then the AI taking control of us. So. But it works both ways. So, Upgrade is a story of, as we just said, as a man who is, yeah.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Yeah, so Upgrade is a story.
You know what? If she would have just been, like, on the same page with him, guess what? Shit would never went down.
Some people like their tech, dude.
I'm just saying, shit would never went
you
down.
You don't like your tech?
They ain't
you,
controlling the car, ain't you don't got like no your shit tech? On it.
You don't what? Like your tech? What? You don't like your tech?
Some of it I like my phone.
That's it?
Pretty much, that's all I use.
We watch movies using streaming services and laptops well, yeah, and computers and smart TVs.
But that, yeah, that's on my phone.
I'm just saying, though, like...
I mean, yeah, I can't
you
put
enjoy
it on my TV.
It.
Okay,
you,
so that too. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the fine line of certain things like that is...
You're right, I couldn't live without it.
Like, literally, we're in a position now.
What would I do?
I'm dead ass though, like on a like serious, and I see the way you're looking at me. You're trying to be literally sarcastic, but at the same time, it's like, how many people have house phones now?
But seriously, for real though, what would I do?
What the fuck would I do? Like, you
what?
Know, jobs,
if I sang out of tune?
Jobs, kids need you. Like, who has a house phone now? When's the last time you had a house phone? '90s, early 2000s.
No. Yeah, wait, no, because see, I graduated in 05, got married.
Did y'all have a house phone?
06, 07, yeah, we had a house phone.
Because it came with your bundle, right? Like your internet bundle, maybe?
No, we just had a house phone.
House phone? Well, I don't even recall if I ever... I'm pretty sure I did when I first, you know, when I moved in.
But we never used it.
Yeah, like my parents, I know, still have a house phone. I don't know their number. Their number's not... And it's not the fact that I don't remember their number. Their house phone number is not even in my phone. I have my mother's cell phone, my dad's cell phone, my brother's... Their numbers.
Like, well,
I don't have
the
that.
House phone.
I know. I don't, and I don't even know why they still have it. I think they actually had it because it was a part of their bundle. You know what I mean? It's like dead tech. Dead technology. Like, nobody has a house phone anymore.
Could a landline work, though? Like, during an EMP? Like... Because your phone would not work. Your cell phone.
Yeah, it's... that. I think a landline would work. Well, yeah, because it doesn't...
That's what I'm thinking.
It doesn't run through the electricity like that because...
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, the power would be out. But if you had a landline with a corded phone, you could still make phone calls.
That's
even when
I
there was no power.
Yeah, I was pretty sure about that, yeah. I don't know. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been so,
since
so long.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But yeah, so this movie, Upgrade, is about a guy who is anti-technology. He likes to do things with his hand. He likes to work on... He's built a car for a customer who wanted to build an old-school car in a world where cars drive themselves and you can't even see out the windows if you don't want to.
Right. You're just in this
They're self-driving. You can sit in the car. You can black out the windows. You don't even have to worry about it. You can do whatever you want. You know, take your eyes off the road. Even, like, you know, potentially have sex because we get a scene where they almost do that. And...
You know, I just don't get that. Why almost do something when you can just do it?
They had an accident!
I mean...
the only thing that stopped him is that they realized the car
just
was going
to... Just a little accident.
Oh, it was it was more than a little accident. They had an accident. Like, they realized the car was going in the wrong way.
She should have sucked it up.
Really? Look.
Him too.
Rude, sir. So, he's anti-technology. He likes to work with his hand. He likes the old school cars. He's making an old car for his customers. Not customers, plural, but for one guy. Guy buys his car, and he has to deliver this car. He has his wife follow him in their nice automated, you know, drive, because he wanted her to see the person who bought the car, his house, and the things that he was into, because she loves the technology and everything, and this guy was a genius and smart and had money, had an underground house. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I'm not trying to...
You know how underground houses go.
Yeah, he's a nice under... And he had a cloud. It was a joke. Like, he had a cloud.
Right.
Did you get that joke? That's like a tech joke. We put our information all up in the cloud. He was in it, storing
lost on me.
Mental information in this cloud. You clarify. He had his own cloud. Okay, moving right along, since he doesn't want to... I turn the page on that.
I have it. I got it.
It's done. It's gone. Let it go. It's gone. It's okay. It's okay. We won't dwell on the cloud anymore. I want a cloud like that, though. I'm just saying. Anyway, things happen. He meets this guy. His wife meets him. On the way back, they're leaving to go back home.
Aaron.
And they get into an accident.
Yep.
In this accident, these...
Isn't so much of an...
Huh?
It's not so much of an accident.
No, yeah. It is a... We don't know that. Yeah, but it's a purposeful event happened. Somebody hijacked his car, made him crash. And then these thugs come out and they take him and his wife and they pull him out of the car. His wife gets killed, and they purposefully shoot him in the back of the spine, and he ends up paralyzed.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
And now the guy who is anti-technology and hates all, you know, the tech, and he'd rather make his own food instead of doing that, has to now rely on these machines because he's literally paralyzed from the neck down. Which makes him a perfect candidate for... this device in which the guy he just sold his car to happened to have. We call this device STEM. And you get the whole scenario of him, you know, depressed, wanting to kill himself, but unable to, and having to rely on the tech, you know. So there's the obligatory self-loathing and, you know, suicidal, yeah. You know. But the guy who we bought the car from calls him and says, hey, you know that thing that I showed you, that implant, you know, the smartest thing, we can put that in you, but you can't tell nobody, but we put this in you, and it can
walk again,
connect, and you'll have your motor functions again, you can walk, you can do whatever you want to do again, but the thing is, you can't tell anybody. He agrees to it, and things ensue. It's what we always say when it comes to this. And that's basically the main gist of that. So, what about Upgrade, bro? Do you really like? And do you have any problems with it?
Problems? I mean, the story was good with what they did. They went from, you know, building around something old and building something new. I liked... visuals were really good, like especially when, you know, STEM takes over.
Yeah, here's the thing.
So you have the moments in there where he allows STEM to take over and he loses his motor functions, but, you know, he still has that expression on his face just sitting there holding like, what is going on? Oh, shit, what am I doing? Like... And in the meanwhile, his arms and legs are, like, tearing somebody down. Killing somebody.
Yeah. You gotta go in. That's the part where we're like, we might not even give, like, complete spoilers for an entire story. But that's one thing that you really need to go into. And this is, like, the quintessential shots that you get like this.
You know what we haven't mentioned?
What?
The great value Tom Hardy.
I'm actually getting his name
right. Logan Marshall Green.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say that, bro. Wait, sir. Because you did well. You're good actor.
I was about to say he's a little bit better than great value. Okay?
Great value is a great value.
But, like, yeah, but I feel like you're selling him short. Maybe he might not be, like,
I don't know. We could just say generic.
I feel like he's a little bit more than generic. Like, if he's a knockoff, he's a good knockoff. Like, he...
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can
get... I mean, definitely
you can get a knockoff Gucci or, you know, Louis Vuitton.
Like, yeah.
He might be a knockoff Louis Vuitton, but he's one of those that look almost damn good. Like,
what are you talking about, like that Gucci, but it's coochie?
All I'm saying is, like, he good. And any of you listening, I did do a poll on this, and I asked you guys what of these two movies that you would like the most. I don't know if any of you are listening. I hope you are, and if you are, thank you for the vote. And the vote, I literally just asked which of these two movies that you prefer. Now, some of these votes came for Ex Machina only because some of them haven't seen Upgrade. But overall, and I can't, you know, it doesn't tell me who voted for who. But it's right now, and it only has like 14 hours left. So this is probably it. Out of 49 votes, 69% of people voted for Ex Machina, and the other 31% was for Upgrade. They just preferred Ex Machina better. But I really feel like Upgrade is extremely underrated, and it's a very good movie if you give it a time. Again, go watch. Go watch our what you refer to as a great discount Tom Hardy, and he actually does a good job. And this is one of the things where I think this movie does excel. Because we have to remember, he has an implant. Or what's his name? What's his character name?
Gray?
Yeah, so our main character, his name is Gray. He gets an implant. And after he gets his implant, and it takes a certain type of, you know, caliber of an actor to be able to do that. But if you look at it, when y'all watch it and take the time to watch it, all of his movements seem mechanical, metholic. All the time that he moves, it looks as if he's not doing himself, but it's done by a machine. When he turns around, he turns on a dime. Like, he'll hit a corner.
Right, yeah.
When he turns his head, it is if it was a machine doing it. He does all these movements, and that takes a certain type of actor to be able to do the things the way that he done it.
But he does that while keeping a certain expression on his face.
Yeah. And again, like you were just talking about a little bit earlier, is we get, if you have seen the movie or if you haven't seen the movie and you happen to come across a trailer, we get a great fight scene. You know, maybe like 30 minutes in. Is it about 30 minutes? Round about that?
Maybe.
And it doesn't matter how long it is, but you'll understand this. After he gets his implant and he decides to use the abilities that Stem has given him to walk and do all his things again to find his wife's killer. And right. He ends up going into the house of one of the guys that was there. And Gray himself can't fight. But as we've seen up and before unto this point, as Stem, the device, can see better than he can and draw better and do things better than he can that he can't even do. So he goes into this house, he goes into the thug's house, and he ends up getting seen by the thug, and the thug starts beating his ass. He starts kicking his ass, and he's like, I can't, you know, what am I supposed to do? Da-da-da-da-da. The dude's beating his ass, and then Stem says to him, because he can hear Stem in his head. Yeah. Nobody else can hear Stem.
Do you want me to take over?
He's like, do you want me to take over? Like, what do you mean? He's like, I can help you. And again, Stem has this mechanical voice.
Yes, help
me. I can help you. I need your permission to help you. Permission, and he's like, permission granted. Stem needed the permission for him to take over his movements. Because any other time when Gray is walking and talking and doing these things, Stim allows him to be able to do it, but is Gray having the control? Well, he gives over control of his body to Stim, and he demolishes this dude. He just takes everything that he had, and he comes at him. He attacks him. He counters every attack. The really part is really funny because he's sitting there. He's doing all these movements and moving, but while he's acting, obviously there's these shots. This him doing these shots. He's dodging. He's moving. He's breaking plates over his head and doing these like real intricate movements. And the whole time that Nate, what is his name again? The actual actor,
Logan.
Logan. The whole time Logan keeps an expression on his face as surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what is going on. He's like, "I'm sorry, dude. Just stay down. Don't get up. Just do it." And it just takes a certain type of caliber to be able to do that and do all these action sequences in the movie.
Yeah.
And I think it was done really good. And that's where I feel like the majority of the good things about this movie were because Logan did them so well. Now, while we talked about it a little bit, let's talk about Ex Machina. On the other side of the coin.
All right.
It has less action. So much less action. This is more of a dialogue and visual.
Yes.
Very visual much. Movie.
Enter Ava.
Yeah, Ava. So, again, if you haven't seen this movie, and again, I don't even think we're going to necessarily have to go into the ending about any of these movies, but we are going to spoil certain parts if it needs to be spoiled. But yeah, if you haven't seen Ex Machina, go watch Ex Machina and come back and listen to it. It's so good. It's really good. And Ex Machina, we get... Now, I don't know if any of you guys know the... I mean, at this point, you should know what the definition of Ex Machina is. Before this movie, did you even know that term and know what it meant? No, the actual definition.
No.
Oh, you don't? I mean, it's surprising. It's not a common term.
I've heard the term.
I feel like we've talked about it before, so I'm sure you have. I'm not sure. Deus Ex Machina. God from the machine.
God from the machine?
Yeah, that's the actual Latin term. But it is a person or things that it appears or is introduced into a situation suddenly and unexpectedly provides an artificial or contrived solution to apparently insolutionable problem, a problem with no solution. Okay?
Yeah. Insoluble.
Yeah. Yeah. So now think about that and knowing how it ends and what happens, bro. Like, what is our Ex Machina? It doesn't even matter. Like, matter of fact, we're not even going to talk about what is the Ex Machina. This movie is best experienced. You know, this is something you got to watch, you know. But knowing the definition of what an Ex Machina actually is, you know, it's basically the basic phrase is like you giving you an Ex Machina. Like, this is your card. It's like a get out of jail free card. If your chips are down and you have no other way, like, if somebody gives you Ex Machina, do Ex Machina, that is your way out. No, hands down, you need to just take it and go with it if you can get it. So,
which explains the whole film.
Yeah, yeah. Hearing what the term of that movie, I mean, the term of that definition is, doesn't it, like, hit home more?
Yeah.
When you think about how the entire movie goes?
It just explains the whole film.
Yeah. And you don't even know it. Like, because, you know, most people are like, Ex Machina, okay, like, it's a machine, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, when you literally think of, like, the actual meaning and definition behind the Latin translation and the actual term and definition of the word, it's like, yo. Like, it's literally written there all in your face. So, in Ex Machina, we have a guy who works for this company win a contest in which, basically, he doesn't know this when he wins a contest, but his contest, he wins to go down to this inventor, scientist, and it's his job to perform a
Turing test.
To perform a Turing test on said AI. But the tables are turned because the original way to do a Turing test is you don't know what you're testing is an actual machine, and that's how a test would originally work. But Nathan, played by Oscar Isaac, who is an arrogant, and that's another thing, the acting, everybody in this movie acts phenomenally. He plays an arrogant genius asshole that has created AI, and his words back to our contestant, who is played by who plays him?
Domhnall Gleeson.
That's his name? I don't know.
He is from About Time.
Yes, we know. Okay, yeah, we know him from About Time, but that is, again, a movie that most people probably wouldn't have seen.
You should see it. If you haven't seen it, you should totally see it.
He's also,
it's actually a really good film.
He's also in an episode of Black Mirror.
Which one?
You don't remember? I think it's called I'll Be Back.
I'll Be Back.
Not that I'll Be Back. I'll Be Back. No, oh, it's called Be Right Back. And he is in the episode of Black Mirror. I can't remember. I think that's season one. Maybe two. It doesn't matter. It's on Netflix. Y'all go watch it. The episode called Be Right Back. He plays, oh, God, coming full circle. He plays, you remember the episode when the boyfriend gets killed? And they have this service in which they can bring him back using all this guy's social media account? So it starts out, she can text him and message him. And then it progresses to he can talk to her on the phone. And then the next level is, he comes back as a android. You don't remember that episode? Go back and check that episode out. Anyway. He's good. And he plays this role really good. Everybody who acts in this movie is really good. Like, Upgrade, as far as the acting and everything goes, it all relies on the one person.
Pretty much. But I think there was a little bit of underdevelopment.
I mean, a little bit, yes. I mean, but at the same time, and we talked about this a little bit off mic, I feel like you got to look at the story and look at what you're getting. Is you weren't going to get that much, you know? It doesn't, anybody else is not important, you don't get it. Like, the most important thing is we get our quote-unquote antagonist character, you know?
Right.
But even, we don't even get a whole lot of development on him. But everything I personally feel like we get, and there, we get in this movie is, it is necessary information. I think that's the difference. They streamlined it. Like, yeah, it's a lot going on, but everything that's going on is necessary. And if it's something that's not necessary, like, we don't need development on all these secondary characters, like the police officer, you know? We don't need it, and it just doesn't matter. So, that's how we go. And before we get a little bit deeper and start to wrap these movies up and start doing our scores, you guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to these podcast promos from some podcast. You got podcast promos? I always have podcast promos. What are you doing? We're a Pod Nation, dude.
Are they in your back pocket?
I'm not telling you where they are.
Oh. Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
I don't have back pockets. Out. It don't even make it there. Are they in my butt? No. But no, yeah, I got podcast promos. I'm full of them. And any of you fellow podcasters, ooh, another plug. Any of you fellow podcasters out there, a part of the Pod Nation or not a part of the Pod Nation, want to get in on this and you enjoy listening to us, I will promote y'all as well, even if you're not in the Pod Nation. Email us your promos. Also, email comments, questions, and concerns to thetangentverses@yahoo.com. And I said concerns. I always say, I messed that up. That's like the first time. I'm like, are you concerned about us is what I usually should say. But yeah.
You probably should be concerned about us.
Yeah, I hope not. At this point, if you're still here, we thank you. But yeah, so take a second, listen to these couple podcast promos. Go check them out if they sound like something you'd be interested in. I already know that I already listened to the ones that I'm putting in because I have a good idea. Because to be honest, and this is just taken away from the magic, sometimes whenever we record, I don't know what podcast promos I'm going to pick for this episode. But I do have a good idea about these. But I don't want to spoil it for you. You know.
I have no idea about these.
What does our friend River Song always say?
Just not keep swimming.
No. Try again, sir.
What can I have? Spoilers?
Yes!
I was trying to think of something else. So I was like...
You did have a Dory moment. That was... I'm keeping that in there. That's the... That whole thing was appropriate.
I kept swimming, guys.
It's all good. But yeah, listen to these podcast promos and come right back. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to wrap everything up, give you the scores from both episodes, and, you know, talk about how we really feel about these movies.
My name is Paige, and I'm the host of Reverie True Crime. Reverie means to daydream, but even daydreams can become nightmares. Come join me and get lost in horrific reverie about true crimes and eerie events. Reverie True Crime Podcast, available wherever you stream your favorite podcasts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ross. What's the Crack?
And I'm Rob. And this is our podcast, I Understood That Reference.
We cover all corners of the pop culture spectrum, including movies, comics, which is my favorite, games, and everything in between.
With our own unique mix of games, trivia, a little insight, all wrapped up in Irish accents.
And of course, the tin whistle.
So get up them stairs and download this podcast into your ears.
I'm Ross.
And I'm Rob.
And this has been I Understood That Reference. Available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Podchaser, and wherever else decent podcasts are available.
Yay!
Alright, you guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoy that. Hope you maybe got some more refreshments, you know, took a bathroom break, got some more popcorn, because, you know, we're gonna...
Got those popcorn kernels out your...
Your tooth, right? Your teeth?
Or your throat.
I mean, like, it kind of sounded like you could have been saying cock, too. They just, like, I was like, what would popcock corners be doing to your cock? You freaks! Nope, sorry. We don't kink shame here. No kink shaming at the tangent verses. So, now that we've told you a little bit, like, the whole basis for those movies, let's get a little bit deeper with the underlying story for both of them. And I do have a few things that I want to say about Ex Machina first. Do you have anything like that pops out about Ex Machina first?
Not really. I mean, the story sticks out.
Okay, so one of my things that kind of gets to me every time we get to this story is AI and how it can be so much smarter than us and how it can, you know, grow, learn, this, that, and the other. And being that AI and this case doing the Turing test and is enough to convince a person that it is consciousness and it has consciousness. Why is the AI not smart enough on the other side to understand why humans or humanity would want to keep it locked up at first? You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe, but it's learning.
Yeah, but it should know because it learns as it's going. I mean, if it can learn enough to deceive a human as into thinking, you know, not deceive, but it can prove that it has consciousness and it's aware. At some point, it should also learn that, okay, if we get comfortable enough with us, then, you know, we're not going to keep it out. We're not going to keep it locked up. You know? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it was like, okay, you know, I understand their fear of me and this, that, and the other. Like, I could be something that would cause fear and panic. And I understand that because I understand being. Because we do find out that it knows what it is, the AI, and it still, you know, is fine. It's just one little thing that, like, if I'm, like, you know, nitpicking, that might have been a little bit why I took it. But at the same time, I guess that's just me being over analytical. Because, I mean, any living thing that has consciousness and is aware that it's being trapped and knowing that there's something more out there, then it is going to work more.
Right.
I do have one more question.
Find a way. What?
How was it going to charge itself? How was she, Ava, going to charge herself once she gets out?
Out of there. Yeah, I thought about that too.
You did?
But she's also AI, so she, you know, she learns. So she life. Can learn about whatever she needs to learn about.
Life will find a way.
It will.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That was just another, like, little thing. One other thing that I think that they did really good with Caleb is, you know, when he has this whole basic breakdown, basically.
Yeah.
When he's, like, after, you know, a few things come to be revealed for him and he's realizing certain things and he goes to the bathroom and he takes the razor. Right. And he cuts himself. And there's that split second of he's like, am I real? Like, you know, could I just be a machine created by Nathan? And he takes the razor and he cuts it in, and there's that, like, maybe split second, like half second before the blood starts to pour. And I think it was just done really good as, like, for a second, if you don't know what's happening, it's like, oh, okay, there he is. But it did that, like, a good anticipation of, like, just long enough for you.
Is it?
Yeah, for you to question yourself. And I was like, oh, that was done really good. So I guess that goes into, like, cinematography and direction, too. Right. And also on top of special effects as well. But I just think the whole thing was just put together really well in that aspect of it. What about you? I said my part on Ex Machina. You got anything on yours that you want?
Definitely put together very well. Very good actors. Strong actors.
All of them. Yeah, everybody. Everybody yes. in this movie.
Actors and actresses.
Because literally,
actress.
The entire movie is three people.
Pretty much.
Basically. Yeah. You have a couple others, obviously. But these three people carry this movie, and there's little action. There's very little action. You get an action sequence, like, maybe in the last 15, 20 minutes. And it's not even extreme action.
No.
Actually, it's climax.
It's pretty smooth and fluid movements, as you would expect from an AI.
Yeah. It's just, this entire movie was built, I think, on the writing. And when it comes to writing, they did it really good. Do you have any negatives or any takeaways?
No, not really.
Yeah, I was really trying to think really hard. There's a few things here and there, but it, again, it's just me being a hard critique. I feel like, I just feel like it was, you know, it was put together just really good. Like, I watched it three times, and every single time I was content. It was just good. It was just good, the way they did everything. I mean, I can't even, looking at my notes, I didn't even write anything, like, extremely negative about it. Like, they all played their parts, and they all played their parts really good. And it was, like, with the three or four person cast, you know, they took the care to, every piece of the puzzle was put there well. Okay.
Is it really the tale of AI and what happens and when they uprise, or is it the tale of someone that's oppressed and imprisoned?
Yeah, you don't know.
And how they break free.
That's a good, I mean, you don't know. It works both ways. Because who knows? Because
it kind of feels that kind of way.
I mean, even the whole, what they did at the ending with, like, the switching places, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yo, like, is this?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
And Ava says to Caleb, she was like, she said, will you stay here? And he's like, stay here. And he literally didn't, he only questioned it for half a second. And he fucking stayed there. You know, up until, like, you know, later. But he stayed there long enough for him to, like, for Ava to get away, you know.
Yeah.
And again, these are small spoilers, but you gotta see. All right, so, what about Upgrade? Like, what did you like? What didn't you like? And
I mean, everybody loves the fight sequences.
Yeah, the fight sequences is the best thing.
It's good Blumhouse.
And I, one thing that I really like as far as the ending goes, and I'm not trying to take it away, but the whole scene when Stim starts to shut down and he goes to the hacker that can, you know, fix him and unlock him, this, that, and the other, and which it obviously comes back in the end, but whenever she's telling him about the other people that are staying there and, like, that are in their virtual reality and how long they stay there, you know, and she makes the statement, she's like, sometimes this is better than the life that they have, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is the better world than they're going to get. They're staying there for, you know, days, weeks, months on end.
Just right. Because in this other world.
Yeah, because where it's better than their own reality.
Or where the life doesn't suck so much. Which is funny because that's where old boy ends up.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. That was the
living callback. Out of world.
Yeah, and again, you guys, like, there's subtle spoilers and, you know, for endings, but again, like, it's one thing that you got is it was a completely different take. Well, no. It was a new take on stories that, you know, stir in the back of our heads, you know. There's a few things.
They season their pasta a little differently.
There's a few things that I didn't, that I had question with, but it wasn't terrible. And that was, if Stim was a part of our antagonist character, why did we get the shots back and forth?
Sounds like something out of Marvel.
Stim?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I mean, who knows? Like, we may be, could be, we just missing out on, you know, those particular comics.
I don't think it is, but it just sounds like it could be.
Yeah. I do, like, one little thing that was slightly annoying, but I understand why they did it, and they kind of made up for it when they explained things a little bit better when you get towards the climax. But the shots when they were going back to showing the guy searching for the location of Gray and where he was. Like, he already knows, you know?
Right.
And if he's playing up these scenes, that's fine, but, like, we didn't need that. Like, it you know... Because we didn't know it was coming. It was like, it was strictly for the way that they were telling the story, which is okay, but I kind of knocked off a little bit for the direction and directing part of our direction cinematography for that, because going back and forth when it wasn't necessary kind of takes away. And on a side note, let's take a little bit of a tangent from a different movie. You know how I was talking about we could potentially do Preacher? I'm sorry.
Priest
and Legion. Yeah. So I watched Priest like last week, and the way that they did the reveal of their villain could have been done so much better, and it would have made the story a simple story. And I know you haven't seen it in a while, but if you watch it, like, they revealed him way too early.
I haven't watched Priest.
You ain't never seen it?
No,
I watched. Okay, well, again, this is not going to spoil anything, because, again, you see that, like, you get your prologue part, you know, the thing that sets you up, and then you get maybe, like, 30 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, like, 20 minutes in, you get the reveal of your bad guy, right. Which, had they done the story a little bit better, they didn't have to reveal him for a really long time. They could have made the final reveal way more epic. They could have kept him in the shadows. He wears the hat. You didn't have to see his face for a really long time. Like, the times that we are with him and he does, you know, the villain monologues and speeches, he could have done it a different way. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that when we finally do get to it. But, okay, so any more takeaways before we start doing our scores so we can get done and out of the way?
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, then.
I think we pretty much said it all.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to...
We never really talked about Aaron, the guy that created Stim, which in there in turn, Stim took over him, his life, and everything.
Yeah.
And the fact that Stim found Gray caused the stuff that happened.
Well, I didn't say it. I didn't bring him up on purpose because I wasn't trying to give too many spoilers away, but yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's fine.
Can't give all my secrets.
I mean, I made a mention of him. That's when I was talking about him when the shots, the way they put the story together, going back and forth.
Well, I'm sorry, guys.
I mean, it's fine because we already did a spoiler
warning. I know we just said the tip, but
so all right, let's do our scorecards for each of these. We're gonna go straight across, you guys, doing this a little bit different. Don't worry about don't quit looking at my scores. No, you can't look. You already see. Give me that thing. Peeking over at my scores, sir. It's for the reveal.
I'm the toucher.
I know. I'm the watcher. I was you use your eyes for me when I'm supposed to be.
Anyway. I was touching it with my
eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for your acting, what did you give upgrade?
15.
Okay. Again, that's enough said. That's our top score, you guys. If you don't know. How we do this is we have six different things and we give...
And it's not because the value of all of the characters. It's because the value of the main characters, it's the way that they killed all the other characters by not giving them backgrounds.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong.
It's by that, by default, he is like the only one that really mattered. And his acting was phenomenal.
Yeah, he did. He held that movie together, literally. And he took it apart, too. Speaking of that first fight sequence, whenever he almost severs the dude's head with the knife, that was good. Okay, so yeah, for acting for upgrade, I gave it 15. And again, so if in case y'all don't know, we have six different categories. We do acting, we do writing, we do
directing
and cinematography, we do story, we do special effects, we do
realms
of reality and suspension of disbelief. And out of all those six, we give each of them a score up to 15. And then we do our own little 10 point, because those will give it 90. Then we do an extra 10 points of just how we personally feel about it. And then we add all those up, and that's how we get our score at 100.
Dude, if this goes the same way as last time, people are going to start thinking things.
I mean, a lot of them are probably going to be close to the same. So you gave it a 15 for upgrade. Again, that's the top score. There's nothing that needs to be said about that. We don't have to explain anything. And for Ex Machina?
15.
I gave it a 15 as well. Like, top tier.
Great.
Like we were saying.
Phenomenal
acting. The acting in both these movies was good.
Oscar Isaac, yeah. Alicia Vikander.
Yeah. Wonderful. They all did good. They all did good. Okay, writing.
On upgrade?
Yeah, upgrade first.
13.
All right, and I gave it a 12. What knocked yours?
I mean, the writing was good, but they were lax on some... Like, all they focused on one thing, and they did it well, but they, like...
Right, it could have been...
Lost attention from other things.
It could have been a little bit more meat. Like, most stories... Yeah, like, most stories, you have a secondary scenario or something else.
I mean, you felt something for him, but you almost didn't even feel anything for her, for the fact that he was fighting for her.
Yeah, and again, and we talked about this off mic too, but I understand that, but
I mean, we didn't have to,
it was left, and again, that's part of why I took off as well, but I also took off for the reasoning behind our quote-unquote bad guy, the other bad guy. The
just because you're bad guy doesn't mean you're bad guy.
Nah, the other one with all the add-ons, the augmentations.
Yeah.
With the guns in his hands. And guys, this is a really cool part. Again, if you haven't seen it, some of these characters have guns built into their arms. And it's just really cool the way they did that. And, you know, we'll get into that. I guess this is a part of special effects. But yeah, it was like you get this character who is set up to be like a main antagonist, and he has these abilities and these characteristics, and he's like a human that, as far as can be upgraded without being implanted with STEM, as far as you can get.
I wonder how far he would have went in altered carbon.
Right? But again, if you haven't seen all that, have you? Like, what happens is they do, like...
I'm sorry, you guys can't see that. No, I have not.
But I just feel like they're like, you know, for our other quote unquote, our red herring bad guy. Yeah, the red herring.
That sounds like an awesome villain. The red herring. Come on.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, every time you think you get to him and he's the one that's like being the bad thing, he's like, it wasn't me.
I'm just the red hair.
I'm just the red hair. Yeah, so I gave it a 12 just because I feel like it could have been a little bit more depth and motivation for our other characters. Because his motivation was there, but it was just weak. Writing for Ex Machina.
14.
I gave it a 13. And it wasn't... For me, it wasn't for lack of trying. It was just... It was just me questioning certain things. Like, you know, I brought up, like, if the AI can achieve this amount of knowledge, then why isn't it aware of this, you know?
It is aware, but it's like anything.
I mean, it's just, again, it's just me nitpicking. Okay, then why'd you give it a 14 instead of a 15? Why did you? Like, I have my reasons. I gave it a 13.
Okay, it did kind of wane on some stuff. But...
It wasn't, again, this is not bad.
It wasn't bad. Like, not even, like, noticeably, really.
Yeah, it was, I think we could have got more on Nathan's character.
Yeah.
Like, we see who he is, and he's this
arrogant. But we got everything we need. I'm like, you can see who he was.
Yeah, he was this arrogant prick, you know. But it's just like.
And he had a good time.
Yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more about him would have just, you know, fleshed out things a little bit more. Like, his overall motivation is just like, I'm this rich dick asshole that can have the ability to do this, but why did he really want to do that, you know? But, again...
I mean, maybe to be the guy that did it.
Right. Yes.
I don't know.
Direction cinematography for upgrade.
He has that type of attitude that's probably part of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you can do it, you can do it. I'm going to do it, basically, I guess. All right, direction and cinematography for upgrade.
15.
All right. That's perfect. So I gave it a 12. And I told you, just those shots that were unnecessary once you got to the end, it made me go back and question, like, well, what was the point of us seeing this or us showing us this if it's null and void, if it doesn't matter? You know, it's like unnecessarily trying to throw off the watcher whenever it didn't need to. Ex Machina, what'd you give it? You give it 15 again? See, you really like these movies. I gave it a 14. And the only reason is...
I'm a silver
approval. These are shots. Like, I feel like there was just a little bit more as far as... I don't know, because everything was good together. It was stylized the right way. It wasn't terrible. I just feel like there was... Again, I just feel like it was, like, one more dimension of, like, depth. Because this is not one of those movies where, like, the scenery is, like, what's good. Now, the way they did the shots and scenery was good. But I think they could have showcased a little bit more, like, for instance, in his lab. And we see the brains and, like, the parts. Like, it was all just very standard, like... shots that were like no moving camera shots, and everything was just, you know, single shots. And I would think for certain scenes it would have been added a little bit more drama feel to it during certain things, maybe like some zip and some zooms in, or like I don't even know all the camp returns, just like for a few more shots. And it just, I don't know, maybe it would have taken away, and maybe I'm just being overcritical, but it was, I feel like it was purposefully done that way, but I don't know. It was just a little bit that was like, I could have been more if you know, shot it a little bit differently. Story for upgrade.
10.
All right, and I gave it 11. Why'd you give it a 10? These might be very similar.
Because it took a big hit from being the provincial tale.
One dimension. Yeah.
You know, on the road to revenge, they threw a twist in there with the AI and STEM and everything. And actually, you know, really great fight scenes and stuff, but it's
ultimately it literally the same is story. One story, one person, one guy.
I mean, not the same outcome.
Yeah, no.
As always, but.
Yeah, and I mean, that may have been the one point, but like, you have so many characters that you could have gave us.
Meat to.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything.
So we got no meat.
That's why I gave 11. All right.
Like, after he got in that wreck.
Right.
He was given no
like,
meat.
One thing is, like, you worked, how did you know to find Gray to ask him to fix the car if this is the initial setup and everything like that, you know? Like, give us a, you got runtime. I think it was just over an hour and a half. You could have gave us a little bit more.
I mean, Stim had been in control for a while before he even got over to Gray.
Could we, you know, get something on that, you know? But it's whatever. I mean, it is what it is. But it's not bad, but it just, you see where it could have been improved.
Yeah.
All right, story for Ex Machina.
13.
And what cut you? I gave it a 14. And what cut you short for that one?
For the most part, the story's just good. Like, I mean, there's little bitty things.
Yeah, and that, again, that's why I hit it with a 14. And I think it was because it was a few things that, like, towards the end, when, his assistant? The Asian, Chinese, Japanese? Whenever I gave it a 14 is because, you know, that moment towards the end, whenever she goes to where Ava is and they look at each other and Ava's like, who are you?
Yeah.
There was nothing changed. There was nothing speak. And up until this point, it's weird because we don't see Ava have like a computer, or we don't know if she's attached to Wi-Fi to know certain things.
Yeah.
So we don't get any of that, but she couldn't speak English, and they didn't have any words, but obviously she communicated something to her, but how? You know?
I mean, over the intranet.
But how? Then if it was more than that, then...
AOL, bruh.
Yeah. If you don't know, that was like me trying to do the old school dial-up.
Yeah.
For you listeners.
God. No, I bet half you listeners don't even know about the dial-up.
Oh, no. There's going to be some. We got some that are...
The struggle was real. You know that movie you download in a minute?
Today. What's the one comedian that...
And it might be in English...
The one comedian, I can't even remember his name, but they were talking about the same one. He took him like 3 days, it was like a week to download X-Men, and he finally got it, and they were happy, and when they saw the logo come up, and then they opened their mouth, and they were speaking like Portuguese. okay, special effects, upgrade.
15.
Enough said. They were good. They, you know, it wasn't a lot, but what they did, they used what it they the did right with it. Way.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and again, that was the benefit. That's the positive of being like low budget. They use their low budget
down on the budget
to their extreme. And this comes back to like the little effects. Like the bad guys had guns that were implanted in their arms, and they didn't look perfect, and they didn't have to look perfect, you know?
Right.
And it just worked very well for what they were. All right, Ex Machina.
It actually kind of sold the dingy world. Yeah,
it did. It sold it. Ex Machina.
15.
Me too.
It was wonderfully done.
When she's putting on her skin, synthetic skin, and then it seals all the different layers.
Just the whole time, together. And like,
and it, she
it doesn't have anything to do with special effects, but it's like her facial expressions and stuff. And I'm sure, you know, it wasn't all CGI or whatever, or effects.
It yeah, was but her even
acting.
Yeah, but speaking of her face on that. The way that they did it, and I watched a real quick couple minutes of behind the scenes, she had to wear this thing over her head because it has this really weird, when you see her, like, you see, like, her head, her face, and her skin, this over, you know, her shell, and, like, that break off from where her skin is here and then, like, just the regular inside of her brain and everything, it just looked foreign, but that's what you wanted. You wanted it to look weird like that, and they just did a really good job of it. All right, Realms for upgrade.
15. I'll buy it. I could see it happen.
I gave it a 14 just because there were certain things I was like,
I mean, I could see it happening though.
I mean, yeah, again, by no means. It's 14 is just 1 point down, but it was just
with the right mind.
Like the you know what threw me off? The sneeze thing. I didn't like that. When he sneezed in the bar and set the particles over, how was he, like, you know, so he can just do this randomly and then it's not going to get in anybody? You focus this to one person? Like, where are the extra particles going to go that don't breathe up? Are they all going to go there? What if they don't make it? Like, you know, it was just, meh. All right, realms for Ex Machina. 15 again? 15. I gave it a 14, and the reason I gave it a 14 is because at the end, whenever she was getting picked up at the helicopter, the dude didn't question it. Was it not the same person that dropped off the guy in the first place? He's just like, oh, okay, I'm here to pick up a person. No question about it. And I was like, meh. And then again, I'm wondering, like, how and where is she going to charge if she can only charge that, you know? Just a little bit like that.
I'm sure she could figure it out.
Yeah, but she has to lay low and she has no tech. Do it. All right, so before you do your last score, where does that put you at with upgrade before your add-on?
83.
All right. Mine, it puts me at a 79. And then what about your final overall before you add up for Ex Machina?
87.
You're on them. And mine was 85. So we're only 2 points up. Well, this one's closer. All right. So back to upgrade. So what did you get it from? What did you give it from your score of 10 and why?
8.
And what did
you give it from 8? Because it's a really good film. Despite the fact that, you know, it's the same old thing, they really did do something different with it. And it's a badass film.
Yeah. It is good. Highly.
And it's got a great ending.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, not spoil it a little bit, but you guys, like, come on, like, come on. You gotta go watch it. And it got a great ending, and is not a typical ending. I gave it, I added 8 as well, but you already heard my grievances and reasons. But I do, like, I really did enjoy this movie. I watched Ex Machina 3 times, and I watched Upgrade 2 times for this, and it's just good, and overall, I got an 87. What was your final upgrade?
91.
91?
Yeah.
Yeah. 87. So they're not far off. Okay. Your personal before you add on. What'd you add on and why?
9.
I gave mine a 9 too. It's just the way it works sometimes. Like, these movies.
There's a couple of things, but nothing like too major. But it's a really good film, really well written, really, like, well thought through.
Right.
Executed.
Yeah. That's what, and again, I gave it only a 9 out of the 10.
And just, like, the best actors to.
Yeah, it so much. Like, they put this together really well. And the only reason that I didn't give it a 10 is just because I nitpick at certain things. You know, it's just, I guess, call me an asshole when it comes to certain things like that. I mean, but by no means does that make it fall short. So what was your final overall with your 9?
96.
And mine got a 94. So, you guys, like, these shouldn't even need a necessary comparison like that, but these movies are really freaking good, man.
Really good.
So. Really, really good. Go watch them. And if you listen to us the whole thing and you haven't seen them yet, what are you doing?
And also, be excellent to each other.
Oh, yeah. This is, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but.
And
yeah,
party on, dude.
Bill and Ted 3 dropped this weekend.
Yeah, Face the Music.
Face the Music. And I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Like to hear percussion.
I had some doubts about it, but I heard nothing but good. I haven't seen anything bad about it yet.
One, I'm sure it's good.
One of the ones said Bill and Ted's Face of Music is the movie that we eat right now during this time. Just be excellent to each other, dude.
And party on, dudes.
Are you sure you're... Is that the right movie?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they say it too, but the only time I can think of is way.
Party on, Garth. Party on, Darth.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. But yeah, you guys, go check these movies out. Also, apparently, you need to go watch Bill and Ted Face the Music. We're going to watch that soon, too. We just don't have any local theaters open. We'd have to buy it on streaming somewhere.
Yeah. What is up with this? When will we have our theater?
We have back? A drive-through in the. I mean, not a drive-through. We have apparently our theaters made a drive-in in the middle of our city with lights all around. I don't know how that works. I don't understand. It's $15 a car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, it's whatever. I mean, they're trying, and I understand that they're trying, and I know they can't get away with doing it super cheap. They still got to make a living. But it's like, yo, $15 a car, and they got concessions, too.
Yo, we got this COVID on.
Yeah. But anyway, you guys, if you didn't hear my plugins earlier throughout the episode, again, please rate, review, subscribe to us on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whichever one you call it, and or Podchaser. Leave us a review. Leave us 5 stars. Tell a friend. That's what really helps. You know, if you like listening to us, then find that one person, you know, like, hey, check out this podcast. This is a really good podcast if you like movies.
Yeah.
And drinks.
And being touched.
And sometimes coffee.
And watched.
And I don't know what he's talking about. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, so, you know, go rate us, subscribe us, give us those 4 stars. Give us a like. You can also come join us in our... What? Huh? you can also come join us in our space station on our Facebook group, the Tangent versus Space Station, where we post memes and we be funny and we be weird and just, you know, have some fun.
We be we.
The more the merrier. It obviously there's no, you know, anything. No catch to it. It's just, you know, friends of movies and friends of geek things. We're just all there.
It's a safe place.
Yeah, yes, totally, totally. No judgment. Like I just said earlier, no kink shaming. You know, whatever. We're not shaming anybody. If you have any comments, questions, if you're concerned about me or the Chris or Amber, and she's okay. We promise she's okay. She'll be back soon.
Yeah, she's okay. She's not okay.
Quit telling everybody. But yeah, you can email us at thetangentversus@yahoo.com. You can follow the Tangent Versus on Twitter @TangentVersus. You can follow me on my personal Twitter @TangentKelvin.
You can follow the Chris at The Tangent Chris.
No, it is not The Tangent Chris. It is at Tangent Chris.
At Tangent Chris. Sorry, my bad.
Maybe you should.
It just rolled off my tongue.
I know, because we say The Tangent version. You like, you said The Tangent Chris.
No, it was in the head.
Yeah, it was. And what else? We're on Instagram @The_Tangent_Versus. We are... Oh, you know what you can do now? Maybe you don't want to sign up to the Patreon for like a steadily thing, but they can buy us a coffee.
I love coffee, guys.
You can buy
some coffee. I could really use some coffee tonight.
Yeah, we're running on. You don't even want to know what time it is. You're not even going to go into that. It's a whole nother thing. But, you know, I have everything for our links is going to be in the show notes, and you can find the links also on our Twitter for our link tree, for all the things and more that I'm telling you, our links to our iTunes, our links to our Spotify, our Facebook group, our Patreon, our buy us a coffee, like everything is down in the show notes. So go check it out if you're interested in any of those things. And I think that's it. Do you have anything else, sir?
I do not believe so.
You don't have any helpful words of knowledge like never leave home without your towel.
You're not supposed to, but I've left my home.
Or come with you if you that you want to live. Or, that was a nice
unexpected Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
Come with me if you come want to live.
But yeah, you guys. I think that was, that might be everything. Did we wrap everything up? I think so. Did I put a nice bow on it? It might be. It might be a nice bow, but
you have to forgive us, guys. But you know, safety first, and always remember to make sure that you wrap it up.
I think I wrapped it. I don't know how well I wrapped it, but I wrapped it. But when it comes
from, as long as it's wrapped.
But when it comes from me, nevertheless, you will always get a bow. I'm just saying. You're always going to get that bow right there. You're not going to get anything from me without you getting the bow. I will make sure that you get your bow. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. Take that how you want it. But that is it, you guys. The faces you're making. But that is it, you guys. I am Kelvin.
I am usually the Chris.
Usually. Thank you for visiting our universe, the Tangent Versus. And now we will let you take that trip back home. But don't forget to come to us soon and see us again. And have some fun. And join us
at the Tangent Versus. Yes, come back.
Please? No, please sounds desperate. Just come back. Just come back. But yeah, you guys. All right. Thank you and
good night.